This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here in my Moss Nissan studio, through great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, and to all those military men and women in the Middle East. We've got your six back home. You do your job, do us proud. We're certainly proud of you. And to all of our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check us out on the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now, our good friend Colonel Jim Warshak, the former U.S. Air Force officer, retired, and also chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready, sir?
We're ready. Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, yesterday about 5:30 in the afternoon, the entire picture in the Middle East changed because Iran held true with their promise to go after the United States, and they did under the auspices of Article 51 of the UN Charter. You take it from there.
Well, I want to just take a second here to go back and remind everybody something. First, this president is not trying to go to war. That was a campaign pledge. But he never said, I'm not going to defend this country. I'm not going to defend our forces overseas.
Yep.
That's an inherent responsibility of any president, and they need to do that well. The other thing is, we've been at war with Iran since 1979 for 41 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's been pauses. There's been increases. Go back and look at what Ronald Reagan went through with the Iranians, with all the stuff going on in the Persian Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
You recall, those of you who have been around as long as Matt and I, we remember that stuff.
You betcha.
At the back of our hand.
Yep.
This has not ended. They have been at war with us. When the first Ayatollah came to power, one of the first things he said in his proclamation about two countries, the United States and Israel, that we were Satan.
Mm-hmm.
He threw down the gauntlet and took our hostages, and everything has been a follow-on since that. We have been at war with them for 41 years. So we're not trying to go to war with them. We every president since, and however how they handled it, mm-hmm. inherited this since 1979. So, you know, they're on their death throes.
Yeah.
The second thing that people need to remember is what is going on internally inside that country. They are doing everything they can possible to distract their citizenship, because their citizenship knows what's going on. You know, we've been watching massive protests and demonstrations. People have lost their lives in Iran,
mm-hmm.
citizens, to the hands of these butchers, and they're trying to distract from that, and they're using what they have left. And so here we have this. We've got, you know, 15 missiles lobbed in on a couple military bases in Iraq, and thankfully no Americans were harmed. They're going to use their proxy militia forces around the region, the militia forces in Iraq. They're going to use Hezbollah. They're going to use the Houthis. They're going to lob missiles. They got lots of missiles to lob at us. They got over 25,000 missiles that they can throw at us. They can do a few other things, but it's going to be very asymmetric in nature, and they're going to try to change the minds of Americans, they're doing the same thing. I'm sorry. The Democratic Party is doing. They're trying to hurt this president because they're trying to paint this president. He brought you to war. He broke a promise, and you have to get rid of him. They're afraid of him because he knows he means business. Mm-hmm. He doesn't draw lines in the sand. He hits back, and that's what we're dealing with, especially with the Soleimani removal last week. And this is all they got.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't doubt anything that you're saying for sure. Now, I got to ask you this question real quick. Did they intentionally not try to hit what they were aiming at, or do they just not have the capabilities to hone it in and zero in on, say, military barracks?
I think it's a combination of both, Matt. They know if they kill an American, they're going to get a response from us, and they want to avoid that. But they also want to try to use it to provoke us so that they can say, see, the Americans did this. They're going to claim that they're not trying to go to war, and they're saying that, and they're going to try to say that everything they did is in response to Soleimani's killing. And, you know, whether they try to hit us, I kind of personally think they just wanted to send a message. They had to do something in the face of their own people. In the Middle East, in the Muslim world, you have to show resolve and when you do something. And so their response was, first you had the rhetoric, you had all the speeches at the funeral from everybody who was a leader in a leadership position in Iran, get up there and say, we're going to do this to America and all that. And so they had to lob missiles in, and they're probably playing great patriotic stuff on the radio and TV. They're saying, look, we attacked them. We fired lots of missiles. They're never going to tell the Iranian people we didn't hit anything and we didn't kill anybody. They just want to be able to have that narrative that they did that.
Hold that thought. I'll be right back, folks, and more with Colonel Jim Marshak, the retired U.S. Air Force colonel and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S-Nissan.com, because now anybody can afford to buy a new or certified pre-owned vehicle from Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. All you got to do is stop by one of their locations. How about U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey? How about Crystal River on U.S. 19? How about the Moss Wholesale to the Public store in Homosassa Springs on U.S. 19? And in North Tampa now at 11001 North Florida Avenue, the Moss Nissan or the Moss Acura dealership. How about that? Now, when you stop there, let them put you in a new or newer vehicle today. And by the way, don't forget that they can repair the ride you're riding in with some of the best auto repair facilities and mechanics in Tampa Bay. Now, tell them the captain sent you when you show up, and it'll save you even more money because you'll wind up getting another $500 off the vehicle that you're buying just by telling them that. That's Moss Nissan at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Colonel Jim Warshak, retired U.S. Air Force and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And good morning again, sir.
Morning, Matt.
Now, we are going to truck on here with what's going on. Obviously, the Iranian situation, and I was in the middle of asking you, and we kind of answered it, but I'll do this again because it kind of came at a break. do you suppose that they maybe intentionally didn't really try to hit what they were aiming at?
Well, they understand the repercussions if they did, if they killed an American, and their systems are antiquated. Their missiles are not that accurate. So they lob 15 missiles in on two bases. Four of the missiles didn't work. Two of them were taken out, and the rest landed out in the surrounding areas around the bases. And You know, we're watching on the news this morning the pieces being picked up, shrapnel and stuff and chunks of missiles. So, whether they wanted to hit something or not, you know, they're really lobbing stuff over and hoping it hits something. But I really think, they had to answer the call to the Iranian people. They have to say, look what we did. We responded to, great Satan. We did this, and they're going to have videos of missiles being fired. And, you know, it's all the propaganda to the people saying, look, we're fighting back. We're, you know, we're going to win this. And it's, and they're never going to say we missed everything we aimed for. That's the people aren't going to hear that. They're just going to hear that we did this, and we're going to see today and from now on, you know, perhaps some terrorist level attacks, more missile firings. I'm anxious to see what they do, whether they try to go after any of our, ships. You know, we have, we've got a carrier battle group there. The Truman is there.
Yeah, it's not quite, the Truman is not quite in
the Gulf of Oman.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, you know, we may stand off. I don't know that we'd bring it in, but we don't need to have it right in the middle of it. We can do a lot. We have a lot of firepower, and yeah. I talked about this last night with a couple other comedians. You know, with what we already have, we keep about 50,000 in there, not counting the 5,000 in Iraq and the number in Afghanistan. In the Middle East, we've got a lot of people there. Right. We have our bases in Turkey that are right next to Iran. We have a lot of capability that we could obliterate Iran in about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Where they are totally, that's not going to happen because that would be a major escalation, and I don't think we need to.
Would we take out their nuclear facility, do you think?
You know, that all depends on the intel that we have. You know, we could talk about this on another show. I don't think it's necessary because there's been other operations that have been going on that do things to slow them down and cause them, and you never hear about it because they never talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
They've been trying to get a nuclear weapon for 35 years, and they haven't gotten it yet. And so that tells you a lot what's going on. Why does it take so long for them to do that? I don't know that we would do that. I think we're going to this president is going to try to do any type of direct hit on Iranian territory itself. Everything is going to be response and reaction to what they do. Now, I wouldn't hesitate to say we might see another event like we saw with Soleimani.
Mm-hmm.
What about their next guy? That guy better be checking his six 24/7.
Yeah, Johnny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And so he's. Do we keep the pressure on him? Does he get briefings from his intel guy saying, you know, they're going to take you out? Do they keep him ineffective where he's too busy worrying about himself and his people are too busy about worrying about him where they can't do the things they need to do? You know, he is not going to be like Soleimani. Soleimani was a very bold and he was out there all over the place. He didn't care. I don't see this guy as effective as him. So that's gonna reduce their ability. What are they going to do against Israel? Can they retaliate in a way against Israel with Hezbollah? Well, Hezbollah is hurting for money because Iran is hurting for money, and that's their biggest problem. Because the sanctions have been crippling them so bad, they're cornered, and this is why they're doing what they're doing. I've had some discussions with some folks yesterday. They're in their death throes because the money's drying up. It's not coming in. We could do something to cripple their ability or block their ability to sell oil because that's their main lifeline and lifeblood. Take out a refinery. Make a refinery suddenly stop working, and you got to look at what's China and Russia going to do. China gets a vast majority of their oil, which they need to operate on from Iran. China is not going to want to enter this war and get into anything. Neither is Russia, because they're looking at, okay, this regime could fall internally, and they're going to do business with the new regime to sell them oil.
No.
They don't care.
Let me ask you a question, because George just chimed in, our friend George, and good morning, George.
Yeah. George.
He said, do you not think the Iranian people are helping the U.S., too, to hit Iran internally with the people that have been protesting against the Iranian government, that maybe they're doing a little something along the line to help us out?
That's a great question, and yes. I mean, look what happened in November. The Baji forces, which are their internal, I like to call them, they were Soleimani's SS, killed 1,500 people.
Right.
They went to people's houses door to door over the last couple of days to get people to come to Soleimani's funeral, saying you need to go there and you need to be crying and you need to be show sorrow and this and that. And if you don't show up, we're going to kill you or we're going to put you in jail.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of government? That's desperation of a government when you have to go to those ends to do this. And there is a, you know, there's a lot of opposition in the country. The people are tired of this totalitarian lifestyle. And that's exactly right. This is an effort. And this is all being orchestrated by a lot of others outside to make that happen. So George is correct in that sense.
All right. We got about a minute left here, and I want to go with where the president might be, what he might be talking about today. Any guesses on your part as to what the president might say to the American people mid-morning or whenever he gives a speech?
Well, the first thing he's going to do is shore up and say, look, we're not trying to go to a war with Iran. And I would hope he would say, you know, we've been at war with Iran for 41 years to remind people of that, because people don't realize that, and talk about that for a minute. And I think what he's going to do is basically say, you know, we're going to defend and protect our military men and women who are stationed over there first and foremost. And we're going to do what we need to do. You know, he's trying to get out of there, but you can't get out of there and leave a maniacal bastards running around doing this stuff.
Right.
And I think he's going to psychologically, and he's very good at this, offer them an off ramp to this and say, look, you can give up and do this. And he's going to present to the world, look, they've lost. They have nothing to gain from this, and put the onus on them. And, you know, like I said earlier, you know, we're going to see they have to respond in some way. They have to do something. They've got to fire missiles. They've got to do terrorist attacks. They may try to do something against our Navy, but I think our Navy is going to be in a very strategic position in the region where they're not going to be able to do anything. And we may do something to try to cripple their ability.
Okay.
To do what they need to do.
All right. Well, we're running out of time. We are out of time, as a matter of fact. And I will see you tomorrow night over there at the River Church when you have your meeting around 6 o'clock or thereabouts, the Hillsborough County Republican Party. In the meantime, thank you very much, sir, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Colonel Jim Warshak, and again, a great segment from him. We really appreciate the fact that he comes on and tells us the way it is. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome to the Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America, Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than a dozen missiles launched from Iran struck two Iraqi military bases where U.S. forces were stationed, according to U.S. military officials.
Iranian state-run news reported that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Air Force launched the ground-to-ground missiles as part of its so-called Operation Martyr Soleimani. The operation was named after the Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander, Qasem Soleimani, who was killed in a U.S. airstrike at Baghdad's international airport early on Friday. There were some Iraqi casualties at one of the air bases, but no U.S. casualties were reported, according to CNN. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman said the agency is assessing the damage done by the attacks. President Trump tweeted all is well and that he will make a statement on Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, and she and her husband, Don, are listening to us right now in our affiliate up there in Carrollton, Georgia, AM 1330 WLBB. And hello up there to everybody in Carrollton, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody because of Fort Benning, Georgia, just down the road. And those folks there in Fort Benning are listening to us right now. Now, the this portion here of the program brought to you by our friends at Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. Now, do you need a new pair of glasses, eyeglasses? Are you active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired? Would you like some personal attention when it comes to, without all the hype, when it comes to your eyes? Well, I got all of the above for you. It's called Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. Now, they're located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-444-7984. Diana Reason is the licensed optician. They also have an optometrist there who will examine your eyes, and you can get your eyeglasses right there. But you got to call for an appointment, 941-444-7984. Now, they will meet or beat any advertised price you have from the big box stores. Bring the ad with you. Bring the ad with you that says buy one, get one, or 40%, or whatever it says. Bring the ad with you, and she'll meet or beat any advertised price. Now, Diana Reason cares about you and your eyes. Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business. And, oh, by the way, they also love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why you'll all get a discount on your eyeglasses. Now, let's not forget that you can stop by today, say hello, Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Their phone number, again, 941-444-7984. And tell her the captain sent you, Only Eyes Optical, where the captain gets his glasses, and that is where I get my eyeglasses, and they're very, 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 very good people. By the way, joining us on the telephone line right now, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, the real estate quarterback turned consumer quarterback a couple days a week, or 5 days a week, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, heard on my flagship station here, Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Appreciate that.
You a little worried about what's going on in the Middle East there, friend?
Well, you know, it's always concerning.
So you should be, because you should be watching the price of oil, because so far the price of oil is remaining stable. It actually dropped down a little bit. That may or may not stay that way today, depending on what the United States does next. But it's actually dropped West Texas crude, Brent crude, to where we don't need to panic yet. But oil makes the world go round, and the price that we get, gasoline at the pump determines whether or not people buy, oh gosh, I don't know, houses, cars, you name it.
A lot of stuff, yeah. The trickle-down effect that happens from that, yeah, absolutely, man. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Now, we need to be very careful right now, because one of the problems that we have right now is there's a massive cyber attack going on against the United States by Iran, and a lot of people are being hacked and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And I know some of the people you bring on your program cover that sort of stuff, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely, especially around credit, you know, more so around credit and identity theft prevention and recovery. And then, you know, we have a gentleman that covers the ID Shield, you know, so it's kind of like a LifeLock type system. So, yeah, that's a challenge. That's going to be a big challenge for us, I'm sure.
Well, the state of Texas was getting about 10,000 hacks or attempted hacks per minute the past few days by the Iranians, is what they were saying. It was Iranians that were popping up trying to do this, about 10,000 every minute. Now, they weren't getting in, but they were trying to access the Texas government computers and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. The thing is, just be diligent, change your passwords up, you know, making sure that you do, if you do want to invest, it's minimal that you can invest on a monthly basis to have your identity protected, and almost an insurance type product that they sell as well to protect that if something were to happen. And just be diligent with that, and, you know, especially with the robocalls like we talked about before, you know, you want to make sure you're careful about that as well. And, you know, it's still, you know, a great time as far as the real estate market as well, Captain. You know, the inventory is low. The market is doing well. Their mortgage rates are low. So it's a great time to get into real estate, and especially for the move up buyer. It's perfect time for a move up buyer, because you're able to sell in a market that's hot and with limited inventory. And then if you're buying at a higher price point, you're going to have less competition.
Well, Pasco County is now Tampa North, and I've never seen, except for Lakewood Ranch, where I lived up until 2010, I've never seen the kind of building going on that I've had seen elsewhere. But Pasco County is unbelievable what's going on there with all the new houses and shopping centers and you name it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of growth going on throughout all of Tampa Bay, you know, downtown. I went to a Lightning game last week, and, you know, just to see how fast some of that stuff's going up. South Howard, you know, St. Pete got a lot of construction. We're limited on space in Pinellas County, of course. So Pasco is the next reasonable option. And, of course, down in East Hillsborough County got some development going on there, single-family developments, some townhomes as well. And, you know, my wife and I own our team, the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, and we're hosting an awesome event tonight as well. Ken Shamrock is in town. I picked him up at the airport last night. And we're going to be raising some money for our veterans supporting the Wounded Warriors. So it's going to be awesome. That's over at Florida Firearms Academy tonight, 7 o'clock.
Tom King runs that, right?
That's right, Thomas King.
And my buddy Quincy is putting together a weapon for one of my friends, adding some play toys that he bought to add to a weapon, and Quincy's taking care of that. You know who I'm talking about.
Quincy's the man. Yep. Super nice guy.
Yeah,
Quincy a lot.
Yeah,
they got a great staff over there. Absolutely.
Yep.
And Tonight's going to be a great networking opportunity for any you know, local business owners or salesmen and women that want to get out there. Veterans are in free. Show partners are in free. And it's we got catered food, beer and wine, and DJ. DJ Yahoo actually going to be spinning there. So it's going to be a great time. Come on out. VIP meet and greet, UFC Hall of Famer, my business partner, Ken Shamrock.
All right. Tell us the website and how people can get a hold of you personally again.
Yeah, give me a call on my cell phone, man, straight directly. It's the hotline. It's 813-670-7372, 813-670-7372. And our website for the radio show is consumerqb.com. Like the Consumer Quarterback Show, it's consumerqb.com. And the real estate company is PlatinumMVPTeam.com.
All right.
We appreciate you, Kevin.
All right. Thank you very much, Brad, and I got to run. Thank you very much.
All right. Yes, sir. My pleasure.
Yep, that's Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. We appreciate him. Now, you know, some of the things that are going on right now today, and by the way, I need to tell everybody that I'm going to be over Saturday along with Susie Q at the Hernando County Fairgrounds for the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, smaller is definitely better, and that's why I like the Two Guys Gun Shows. They're my preferred gun show. You'll be able to walk around and do just about anything that you want to do. You'll see up-to-date guns, a large display of antique weapons from Revolutionary to Civil War, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam Wars, and believe me when I tell you, a lot to see. Now, the Two Guys Gun Show goes on for 2 days at the Hernando County Fairgrounds in Brooksville, January 11th, January 12th, from 9 to 5, both days. Susie Q and I will be there on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Look forward to seeing you. Come on out, and we'd like to meet you. Shake your hand. Say howdy, howdy. Some people the other time, let's see, when we were down in Sarasota a couple of weeks ago, people wanted to take pictures and all that stuff, and that's fine. We have no problem with all of that. And I'll have a bunch of free radio stations stuff to give you and radio show stuff to give you too. So stop on by. And usually what we do is we set up down at the end of the line when you walk in the door so that we can see you coming at us. And we're down the end, dead center, usually about dead center to where you come down that way. And there we are. And I kind of like that deal because we can see everybody that's walking up and down the aisles. And that's pretty neat. So there you go. Now, Gotta mention again, can't get away from it, wish I could, this situation in the Middle East. It's really, really, really gonna be contingent, on what happens today, what Iran does if they do something else. They've issued a threat and an ultimatum, depending on what the U.S. is gonna do. And, they've told us that if we, retaliate back, that they are going to go after Dubai. Dubai, of course, is the largest city in the United Arab Emirates. It's a major economic and tourist area. They have the world's tallest building there. And Haifa, Israel's third largest city on the sea, on the Mediterranean Sea, they're going to go after that, too. So let's hope not. But when I come back, I'm going to take a look at the beach and boating forecast and going to talk about a couple things down in Bradenton and also take a look again at the national news. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch trucking along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and we're going to go to the telephone lines first before I play my beach and boating forecast segment here. So let's do that. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business here.
Make it quick.
60 seconds. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been more than patient with Iran. Okay? You're not going to fire on U.S. assets and the U.S. American soldiers and military. You're not going to do that. We're not standing for that. We've been too nice to Kim Jong-un. We've been too nice to Iran. Okay? And all you backbenchers back out there who want to condemn our own military, that's the Democrat Party. Not standing up for the American people, not standing up for the American military, not standing up for anything that's holy or righteous, okay? You're a disgrace. I want a banquet at the White House after we finish with Iran for all the Gold Star families, and I want the best food served, okay? That's how we treat our military. God bless our military. Donald, we have to respond. We're going to respond with force, and that's a message to the rest of the world. Let's get to work and save the country, Captain Duffley.
All righty, well, we're going to respond, but I don't think it's going to be quite as strong as what some people think. We're going to do some things. I don't believe we're going to hit all the 52 targets on the list. I could be way wrong, but that's just my thought. I think it's going to be a measured response. I do believe, though, we're going to go after an oil refinery. They got three of them. We get rid of one, we really put the screws to them. It's really going to hurt them, and maybe that's what it'll take to get the people to take control. But anyway, let's get going here because I got to do the beach and boating forecast. Tell everybody what's going on. righty. Well, the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. We'll get back to them in a minute. Right now, today, Wednesday, it's going to be mostly sunny outside. It's going to be a little cool starting out this morning. It's in the 50s right here in the Tampa Bay area, colder to the north, of course, colder inland. But it'll be mostly sunny today with the cool temperatures, a little breezy. The northeast winds a little bit later in the day will pick up out of the northeast and be anywhere from 10 to 25 miles per hour. There'll be some gusts in there. We'll have seas 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature at 66 degrees. The bay water temperature at 67. Our low tide is coming at 6:53 a.m. Our high tide will be around this afternoon at 2:36 p.m. And remember, the numbers at the Freedom Boat Club tell an amazing story. Now, when you join the Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay, you've got access to over 430 boats. We are the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, they currently have 206 locations across the United States, 3 in Canada, 6 in France, 1 in the UK, 1 in Australia, and the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 28 ports. They're going to add 20 more this year. And 430 boats is going to add another 200 this year. They're going to make a left turn over there north of Orlando and go up through Eustis and Tavares and up through Lake County and Marion County and go all the way to Gainesville. Oh, boy. And remember, you always get a discount of $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 or $1,500 off your Freedom Boat Club membership. Now, you pay what's left on the one-time membership fee, and then after that, it's just a monthly charge to be a member. And by the way, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Clubs. All you got to do is go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's the magic words. All righty. Back to what may or may not transpire today with the president. I don't know what time his speech is going to be. I haven't really heard that yet. I guess it's to be announced. But we're going to hear from him what it is that we're going to do. He's probably going to lay out the plans, if you will, or whatever. And you're going to see a response that's going to be somewhat limited, I think, but contingent to pretty much what he said we were going to do. I don't think it's going to be quite as strong in some cases. I do think, though, that we need to take out the capability of those Iranian fast boats and do exactly what Ronald Reagan did, and that's destroy that base that's right there by the Straits of Hormuz where they continue to come out with the little fast boats and harass everybody out there. I think we need to get rid of that base and make it a lot more difficult for Iranians to bring their fast boats out to where they have to come across more open water, which makes them a better target. Hello. Now, that being said, I also think we need to take out one of their 3 refineries to put the screws right to them. Now, that's what I think that we need to do. Now, that's just me talking, and I don't know any more about things than you do, and, you know, that's for other minds to think about. But keep in mind that with the 2 waves of ballistic missile attacks that we had yesterday, the 15 missiles that were lobbed at our 2 bases in Iraq, that it changed things. It changed the course of history. Because now, Iran has said that if there's U.S. retaliation for the first 2 waves of missile attacks against the American targets by Iran, a 3rd wave will come. They're using the words, we'll destroy Dubai and we'll destroy Haifa. Well, I doubt that very seriously. But certainly, if they start firing at the largest city in the United Arab Emirates, which is Dubai, and if they happen to hit that building, the world's tallest building, or some of the other very expensive things that are there, that is a major economic and tourist area, I might add. And Haifa, Israel's 3rd largest city, right there in the water, a nice resort area too, where people go for vacations. If they happen to hit with their aiming at over there, there's going to be some trouble, real trouble. And we don't want to see that because there'll be a lot of civilian injuries, casualties, I'm sure, especially if they hit that tower. Now, I mentioned Bradenton. I mentioned Bradenton for a couple of reasons. First of all, on Tuesday, January 21st, I will be at the Manatee County Fair for the Palmetto Build Family Night and Veterans Tribute Evening. Now, that starts at 6 o'clock with the Veterans Parade at the fairgrounds, and then at 7 p.m., everybody moves into the Veterans Hall, and Daryl Worley will be there making a special appearance. Now, Daryl Worley is a Nashville recording artist of the tribute song, Have You Forgotten? And he'll be there. Also, Jessica Lynch. Jessica Lynch, who was the female who was captured, National Guard's woman that was activated, and her convoy made a wrong turn, and she got captured along with some of her teammates and was held as a prisoner of war. Daring rescue to get her out of the situation she was in. She was injured, received a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart for what she went through. And she wrote a book called I Am a Soldier Too. Now, she also supports now and promotes the PTSD cause for the military out there, and that's a really good thing. Be looking forward to meeting her. And it's going to be a free admission night. We encourage all Blue Star, all Gold Star families, all active duty military, and all veterans to come on out to the Manatee County Fair Tuesday, January 21st. Veterans Parade starts at 6. The event starts at 7 in the Veterans Hall right there. Now, the other thing about Bradenton is Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Don't forget about them. They are the hidden gem of Bradenton. Located inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm store, right there, 2525 27th Street, south in Bradenton. You can give them a call, 941-748-5829. Order ahead, pick up your order, and away you go. And I'll tell you what, you're going to love their food. You are going to love their food. Phew! Sandwiches are to die for. They've got chili there in these cold mornings. They've also got some homemade soup, and all their breads are homemade, too, and their pastries. Now, keep an eye, folks, today on what's transpiring over in the Middle East. I don't think Iran is going to do anything today. I think they're going to sit there and wait and see what we do. Now, we won't really know what we're going to do until we hear what our president has to say. He's going to talk to the American people from the White House. And we'll have a better idea, I think, of what's going to transpire. But in the meantime, he's not Ronald Reagan. We're not in a war. Well, we are, according to Colonel Jim, and you heard what he said. We've been in a war since 1979 with the Iranian hostage situation where they took our hostages, our people in the embassy hostage, and kept them for well over a year. But I'll be back tonight. We'll be talking more about what's going on. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling your friends. Thank you for making us number one in a number of markets around the country at night. God bless America. Stay low, stay safe, and remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. See ya.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.